You're listening to the Succulent FAQ Podcast. Here's your host, Cassidy.
Hey, everyone. You are listening to episode 6 of the Succulent FAQ Podcast. Today, I'm talking all about how to water succulents. This episode is brought to you by Senecio rallianus, or string of pearls. This is one tricky but beautiful succulent. Its long, flowing strands of pearl-like leaves look great in any arrangement. You can learn more about it by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/pearl. As I mentioned in episode 0, this is one of the episodes that is taken from a blog post on my website, Succulents and Sunshine. You can visit that blog post, plus get all the links and information in this episode by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/episode 6. And now, let's learn about watering succulents. Watering succulents is one of the trickiest parts of growing them. Every person I know who grows succulents, myself included, has struggled with watering at some point, so you're not alone here. I've accidentally, and intentionally, killed dozens, if not hundreds, of succulents over the years, both overwatering and underwatering. But don't worry, it wasn't in vain. The good news is, through all of these over- and underwatered succulents, I figured out the right system to keep my succulents super healthy, and now you can learn it too. With the help of these tips and tricks, you'll be able to figure out the perfect watering schedule for your own succulents. Even better, you'll be so thrilled with how great your succulents look, you'll want to show off your amazing plants to everyone you know. Before I teach you the system I use to water my succulents, there's 3 common mistakes I want to point out that most people make when they first start growing succulents. Once you've overcome these problems, you'll be ahead of the game when it comes to preventing watering problems. Mistake number 1, using a pot without a drainage hole. Although your succulents can survive in planters without drainage holes, you'll have to put in a lot more work to keep them happy. That's why I highly recommend starting with a pot that has a good drainage hole. Mistake number 2, using poorly draining soil. Using the right soil is a huge part of successfully watering your succulents. In fact, I've devoted a whole episode to choosing the right soil for your succulents. You can find that at thesucculentfaq.com/episode 4. Succulents prefer not to sit in wet soil for very long. So in addition to getting a pot that drains well, you've also got to use soil that does the same. Mistake number 3, using a spray bottle for watering. Succulents like to be soaked, not lightly sprayed. I'll tell you more about this in the next section, but I've had so many people tell me they use a spray bottle for watering their succulents, and every time I hear that, instantly I know why their plants are struggling. Don't do it. There's only one time I recommend using a spray bottle for succulents, and I'll talk about that at the end of this episode. So what should you use to water your succulents? A watering can works great. My watering can has a long spout, so I can easily water in between my plants rather than pouring water straight on top of them. I have a small watering can that I use indoors that holds just enough water for me to soak 2 or 3 pots. I also have a larger watering can that I use outside, or most of the time I'll just use a hose with a soft sprayer attachment. You can find links to all of the tools that I use by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/episode 6. With those 3 things out of the way, now let me teach you how you should be watering your succulents. How much and how often should you water indoor succulents? When you water your succulents, you'll want to use what I call the soak and dry method. Pour water over your succulents and soil until water flows at the bottom of the pot. Make sure the soil is completely soaked. Then, wait until the soil has completely dried out before you water again. I'm going to repeat that. Don't water again until the soil is completely dry. In fact, your succulents will do fine if you wait a few days after the soil has dried out before watering again. During this period of drought, your succulents will put out new roots that are thick and healthy so they can absorb more water when the flood comes again. This is why I recommend you do not use a spray bottle to water your succulents. A light spray does not promote healthy root growth. Instead of filling up their roots with water, your succulents will put off tiny, thin roots to absorb as much water as they can as quickly as they can, hoping and assuming they'll be watered again soon. While they'll survive for a while this way, they'll be much healthier with a good soak every few days. So, the ultimate question, how often should you water your succulents? As a general rule, if I'm using the gritty mix that I talk about in episode 4, I water my indoor plants every 3 to 4 days in a pot that has a drainage hole. But this may not be the right watering schedule for your succulents. Your location plays a big role in how much you have to water. I live in a really dry area, and my house is not very humid, so I find my plants dry out very quickly. If you live in a dry climate, you'll probably need to water every few days, which is the case for me. But if you live somewhere more humid, you may only need to water once a week or even less. Keep in mind that the type of succulent you grow will also determine how often it needs to be watered. Succulents with thicker leaves need less water than succulents with thinner leaves. In the end, you're going to have to experiment a little bit and see what watering schedule works for you. When you're dealing with full-sized plants, it's better to err on the side of too little water than too much. If the roots aren't getting enough water, they'll dry up and your succulent will stop growing. But if they're too wet, the roots will rot and your succulent will die. It's much easier to revive an underwatered succulent than an overwatered succulent. In my course, Successfully Growing Succulents, I talk a lot about the early warning signs that your succulent is getting too much or too little water. You can learn more about the course and join by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/course. How often and how much should you water outdoor succulents? When watering outdoor succulents, you'll want to follow the same method of soak and dry. Soak the soil your succulents in, and then let it dry out completely before watering again. As with indoor plants, the frequency you water your succulents will depend on the humidity of the area you live, as well as the type of succulents you're growing. With outdoor succulents, it's also important to keep temperature in mind. The hotter it is outside, the faster your soil will dry out, so you'll need to water more often. When temperatures are cooler, or in a more humid environment, you'll need to water less often. I generally water my succulents every 2 to 3 days during the heat of summer, but quite a bit less in the cooler months, or if there's been a lot of rain. Since there tends to be better airflow outside than inside, the water in your pots will evaporate faster, so you'll need to water your plants a little more frequently than indoors. It's still important for the soil to dry out completely before you water again, so make sure you're paying attention to your succulents and the signs they're giving you that they need more or less water. Something to keep in mind is that succulents planted in the ground don't have to be watered quite as often as succulents in pots. The soil stays cooler and doesn't dry out as quickly. How often should you water succulent leaves you're propagating? This is the one time, and only time, that I recommend using a spray bottle for watering your succulents. Only when you're propagating. In fact, if you're propagating succulent leaves indoors, you can use a spray bottle to water them every day. To water succulent leaves you're propagating, just spray the top of the soil or the top of the leaves with a spray bottle, or use a watering can. Like the roots of large succulent plants, the leaves will absorb water from the air around them, so spraying the soil with a spray bottle is generally enough. If you're using a well-draining succulent soil, you can water a bit more frequently than if you're using normal potting soil, which won't dry out very quickly. When propagating succulents from leaves, keep an eye on the roots. They may dry out if they aren't getting enough water. Healthy succulent roots will be white or pink and plump and shiny. As the succulent grows and starts to put off more roots, you can gradually cut back on watering. However, wait until the baby rosette is about the size of a quarter and has well-established roots before you cut back too much. Even if you water your succulents carefully, you may still end up with plants that look less than healthy. As I mentioned earlier, this is usually because you're not recognizing the early symptoms of over or under watering. If you'd like to see how I implement this watering system with my own succulents, plus, see the early warning signs that your succulent is getting too much or too little water, join my course, Successfully Growing Succulents. A whole section of the course is dedicated to showing you how to water your succulents and help you figure out the right watering schedule for you. I'll show you how to determine if your soil is completely dry, so you're confident in knowing when to water your succulents next. I also show you how to plant succulents, diagnose problems you may be facing, and a whole lot more. And it's all in an easy-to-follow format, so you don't get lost or overwhelmed. I also regularly host live question and answer sessions for course members so you can get help with anything that's giving you a hard time. Come join the course and let's have fun growing succulents together. Just go to thesucculentfaq.com/course. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Succulent FAQ podcast. You can find more information and links to the resources I mentioned in this episode by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/episode6. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a minute to leave a review or share it with a friend. And I'll see you in the next episode.